Hi, it's Jim O'Grady, and I'm so excited to talk again to listeners of the podcast Blind Spot, which comes from the History Channel. And for new listeners, I'm Jim O'Grady. I'm now an editor at History, and I'm the host of Blind Spot Season 1, The Road to 9/11. Today, I want to tell you about an investigative podcast that I think would be very interesting, especially to you listeners. I'm joined by one of my former colleagues in the WNYC newsroom, Nancy Solomon. She's got a new podcast out. Nancy, tell us all about it.
Oh, hi, Jim. Thank you. I've been working on this for 2 years, so I'm really excited for people to be finally hearing the story. It's called Dead End, a New Jersey political murder mystery. And it's a story about one family's attempt to get their parents' reputation back and about a local government that completely bungled a murder investigation.
It's crazy. I'm totally hooked. It combines, it gives the fullness of the characters involved while the details that people really like from true crime storytelling, blood splatters, mixed motives, shady deals, New Jersey. What more do you want? Give us an idea of who you talk to for the podcast.
Well, we walk through what happened, who the Sheridans were, and what happened. And I think one of the episodes and one of the people we talked to that would be particularly of interest to history buffs like yourself is episode 4, where we meet Ed Steer. He has spent his whole career as an investigative lawyer, and he was basically part of the team that started the Division of Criminal Justice at the State Attorney General's office in New Jersey. And this was at a time when the mob was basically running rampant in a lot of places in the country, but particularly in New Jersey. They were embarrassed by a Life magazine article that came out about it, and they created a crack investigative unit that's much like the FBI, but to serve in the state, so that when you had crimes that were involved criminal networks or crossed county borders, this was the unit that was meant to take on these big crimes. And in fact, you know, what he says is the murder of John Sheridan should have been something that the Attorney General's office investigated and investigated rigorously. And, you know, that never happened.
I really don't understand it. I wish I could explain it. You're not asking about the details of evidence that was obtained as a result of grand jury subpoenas. You're asking, why didn't you intervene? It seems to me that's a legitimate question to which they should be prepared to respond. I don't know. Obviously, nobody has a good explanation for you, or you would have heard it.
It's just a super interesting, rich history going back through, you know, the mob and all the kind of stuff that this guy, Ed Steer, was involved in.
I even forgot to mention it. The mob, including reference to Jimmy Hoffa. This really does have everything. And you mentioned the Sheridans. John and Joyce Sheridan are the victims of murder, and that's what triggers this whole story, which opens up this can of corruption and mob ties and questionable decisions at the highest levels of official New Jersey. Thank you, Nancy. I'm hooked on this story. I'm an avid listener already. Just remind our listeners what it's called again.
Dead End, a New Jersey political murder mystery.
That's right. It's at the top of my feed. Dead End, a New Jersey political murder mystery, wherever you get your podcasts. While we're talking about great podcasts, I have to mention the one that I work on now as an editor. It's called History This Week. Each week, host Sally Helm, wonderful host, great writer, explores a historical event that changed the way our world works. The world we live in today, we go back into the past to help you understand why we live the way we live now. The stories range from the serial killer who helps abolish the death penalty in the United Kingdom, to the great comic book scare of the 1950s, which was very lurid. History This Week turns back the clock to meet the people, visit the places, and witness the moments that led us to today.